And now the story of three doctors, black women from three hard-hit cities, New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. Each is trying to bring free antibody testing and telehealth services to marginalized communities, communities without broad access to healthcare. NPR's Layla Fadel reports from a mobile rapid testing site just outside Los Angeles.
1, 2, 3.
See, Scooty.
So you can get this in one shot.
Marilyn Arrington holds her ring finger up to a medical volunteer in a parking lot. He draws blood and drops the sample into a plastic cup with her contact information. The test is supposed to detect antibodies that show an infection or past exposure to the coronavirus. Although the tests are new, have mixed results, and many warn can't diagnose an early infection.
I haven't been in the room with my family for 3 weeks.
Arrington is diabetic, 73, and had open-heart surgery. So she's been in her bedroom alone. Her daughters won't visit. Her granddaughter and her great-grandson, Josiah, live with her but stay away for fear of making her sick. They're all trying to get tested. Josiah's in the back seat. The doctor said he doesn't need a test.
It's killing me because, you know, I need to talk to people and see people, and I want to hug him and do things with him, help him with his homework and stuff, and right now I can't.
Getting test results?
That means that I can get out of my room, finally.
And the family can be together. Arrington and her family didn't try to get tested before because they didn't know how. While diagnostic testing for the infection has expanded in LA County, like most places, it's limited and there's a backlog of needed swabs. And while Los Angeles County is offering free testing, because Arrington hasn't had symptoms, she'd be screened out, despite her underlying conditions. It's why Nana Afua Afomanin and two other ER doctors started MyCOVIDMD, organized through the nonprofit she founded Shared Harvest Fund, to get tests and telehealth services to the communities that typically don't have access. That lack of access, Afomanin says, is why she thinks COVID-19 seems to disproportionately impact Black Americans.
When America catches a cold, Black America catches the flu. For unfortunately, a lot of Black Americans and other minorities are uninsured or underinsured. They're the working class. Because of that, they don't have access to a lot of resources. And the number one luxury right now is telemedicine.
Her voice is muffled because she's wearing a mask and a face shield. Other doctors in other cities are consulting via video chat on tablets held up by volunteers. Afomanin says pre-COVID-19, the ER was the place people went when they didn't have a doctor or resources. Now they're being told to stay away.
So I had to create somebody for them to call and wanted to make sure those who fell out of the safety net were caught.
Right now, the tests are paid for with private donations and crowdfunding. And if people test positive, they're paired with a crisis buddy to help them navigate treatment and services. LA County is also working to expand testing in underserved neighborhoods. At county hospitals, access to diagnostic testing has been the biggest challenge. Christina Galli is LA County's director of health services. She says the vast majority of patients at the hospitals she oversees live below the poverty line.
This COVID-19 crisis has exposed many of the gaps in our healthcare system and in our public health system and frankly in our society that were always there. They have just exposed them and exposed them for the raw ugliness that they are in terms of unequal access to services.
And she says how communities of color often don't have access to treatment based on just where they live and what resources are available. She says post-pandemic, she hopes the public takes a vested interest in making the system more equitable for all. Layla Fadel, NPR News, Los Angeles.